Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. A lot to look forward to. We have the movie review coming up.
Yeah, our friend Rudy is in.
Our friend Rudy.
I haven't seen Rudy in, what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
God, I need my Rudy fix.
Aww. We're spacing him out.
I know.
Well, I didn't want us to overdose on the rude.
Well, right. We need to, you know, spread these people out. We've had a few different reviewers. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's nice.
If that's okay, we'll actually bring him back in a couple weeks.
We'll see.
I asked him to...
We'll see how he performs
today.
Yes,
we'll see if he does well today.
Hey.
Have him come down to the secret show, too.
Uh-huh.
It's always fun. So
he's looking good, too.
Oh.
Human did a...
Man, you love our friend Rudy.
I love our friend Rudy. I wouldn't date him or anything like that, but I like to, like, from afar.
Uh-huh.
And it makes him feel good that I like him.
Oh. Well, it makes us all feel good if we have a day where you said likes us. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bee. Human did a video. I know, I can say it. I'm kind of bitchy. Human did a video the other day with Rudy. A couple, right?
Oh,
was
yeah,
that
yeah.
Was that your personal?
No, that was the Alice Instagram.
Oh, the Alice Instagram. Whenever
when you guys were at the screening. I think I saw some of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you a question about that picture?
What picture?
The picture of Rudy and Human.
Oh, uh-huh.
So did you notice Rudy standing there looking at the camera and Human turns in and leans into Rudy with that side shot. And I'm like...
Well, he has that angle.
He's on that dude's leg.
You're like, how does he do it?
Are you humping Rudy's leg? Are you humping my boyfriend's leg?
How do you do it, Human?
I know, right?
Awkward.
Is it?
Did Rudy notice?
Look at it.
Rudy should be like, oh.
Yeah, look at the picture.
What's happening here?
Maybe Rudy loves Human right back.
Hey. Let's ask him today.
We'll ask him. I mean, they obviously have a good time at the screenings. I mean, they were making all the funny
and
jokes.
Every time Human comes back from a Rudy date, he's like, I love Rudy so much. I love him.
Right.
Our friend Rudy. That's sweet.
Why do you like him, Human?
He's super pleasant. He loves films. He's, you know, we talk on the phone. We, you know,
talk on the phone.
Oh.
Like a daily check-in or?
Not a daily check-in, but, you know, when it comes time for the movie reviews, we kind of figure out what we're going
like to do your
and
homework.
How we're going to approach it.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you like to pre-ask your questions and make sure that they have an answer ready. And
well, yeah, I don't want to surprise anyone. I want everyone to shine.
You like people to do their homework, too. You're always giving
assignments.
I want people to care.
Well, you care about it deeply, so you want to work with people who care.
You're on the number one morning show, so you know, you might as well. And he does
thank
step
you,
up.
Listeners.
He
That's
over-delivers.
True. Thank you, listeners. Hey, what?
He steps up. He over-delivers. He's incredibly pleasant.
He is incredibly pleasant. I will say that for
What's
Rudy.
What's his problem?
Yeah. God.
He hasn't hung out with you guys enough.
I guess that's it. We haven't worn him down. Yeah. We haven't beaten him down.
Broken his balls to the point where he's just a jaded bastard.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't want him on every week.
Oh,
that's the reason.
You're protecting.
I'm protecting you.
Yeah.
From our craziness.
Yeah. God knows weekly guests get to be a grind.
They do.
God knows.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, so yesterday, right after the show, you loaded up a van and you headed to the Sonoma County
Fairgrounds.
We
ended up loading up two cars.
Okay. Lots of stuff.
A van and then my girlfriend had her SUV. So there's so much stuff.
So tell me all about this experience. Did you see a lot of devastation on your way in?
You know what? To be honest, I did not.
Okay, so it
was
north of you.
I experienced a lot of smoke, a lot of emergency vehicles, a lot of bummed out people.
Yeah.
We dropped off stuff, and I got these guys' cards. Where is it? What happened
was... Les Schwab.
Exactly. And I know you're a fan.
I'm
you
a
go
huge
there.
Les Schwab fan.
Yeah.
Les Schwab?
Yeah, as Jamie would say. Yeah. I was calling around like during the secret show yesterday. I kept looking at all the lists and people were saying, We're not collecting any more donations.
Oh.
Originally, we're going to go to the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds.
Yes.
They said they weren't collecting anymore.
Oh.
I feared that, and that's why I said that yesterday on the air, because what ends up happening.
Well, you got me kind of worried about that.
Because you get up there and you got all this stuff and you don't want to bring it home, and you end up just littering. And not that you did, but that's what I feared people would do, and I don't want. That's not helpful.
That's why we were talking about cash. Let the emergency workers buy what they need.
Called around several places, and then I noticed that the Les Schwab, four locations, was accepting donations. And called the guy, talked to the manager there. He's like, bring whatever you got. Just bring it over. So that's where we ended up going. It's in Santa Rosa. The guy was so nice. Jason and Jesse were there, and this is 1600 Santa Rosa Avenue. In Santa Rosa. And so apparently there's a truck that is going by locations and picking up stuff.
Okay.
And then bringing it to locations. And these guys are actually helping families. Like, people are coming to them saying, I don't have a toothbrush, you know, stuff like that. So,
God, it's the little
these guys
things,
helped
isn't
out
it?
With the last huge fire they had there. And oh, they were so nice. We just stood there and talked to them for half an hour.
So even in Santa Rosa, it was more the smoke and you didn't see. I mean, Santa Rosa is actually huge because it has all these sort of unincorporated areas, too. It's enormous.
Right.
Yes, Vinny?
Yeah.
So just to give anyone who can't smell it, I don't know how far you'd have to be from the fire to not be
even
aware.
Morgan Hill, Gilroy people are saying that they're smelling
Well, so
it.
There it is. I'm driving down 280 yesterday, leaving town. And the smoke is all along 280 in that, what's that reservoir right there?
Crystal Springs.
Yes. Just sitting in that reservoir, like between the trees and the freeway little valley. And as I'm going up 17 headed home, it's still thick. And I'm thinking, if it's this thick, so when I get into Scotts Valley where I live, which is a valley, it's just sitting in the valley. Like, so thick, you can't. And I realize I'm saying that, and people are like, you should, what about it? Believe me, I'm saying that because if it's that thick,
100 miles.
I'm 65 miles from work, where I sit now.
And it's got to be 35 miles to the north.
Oh,
and,
I would say it's even longer than that.
Yeah, longer than
that. Talking the closest ones.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking it's, you know, 100.
It was just like, oh my, you're driving into the smoke. And again, I didn't go into the fire areas, but wow, it was just incredible.
Well, even as they're showing
and, like,
places.
My voice is scratchy today, my nose.
My throat is super sore.
Yeah,
like even yesterday, just pulling a hard breath. Like, you ever spend some time in LA and like the first couple days, it just, you really feel it in your chest, even though you can't really smell it in the air there. It's just smoggy and it just, like, you know, your chest feels super tight. And I can't imagine anyone who's dealing with asthma or anything else on a normal basis. I heard a stat this morning. They say the amount of smoke that's been emitted so far is all the automobiles in California for a whole year. Just in the last couple days.
I was trying to think. So we started talking about the masks almost immediately.
Because
it seemed to me like that might be the best possible way.
Just to give your lungs a break.
To help someone who's stuck still up there waiting to find out. Who makes them and who can we call to guilt them into sending truckloads there?
Everyone keeps saying Grainger.
And 3M.
And 3M, yeah. I was telling Hooman that we saw so many people with masks on walking around, even driving, little kids with masks on. It was
I'm sure those companies are well aware and
stepping up.
I hope.
Let's certainly hope so. And I'm sure every place has sold out of those masks, too. I have no idea.
You know what I'm
going to
do today? I'm going to go where I live and see if I can buy a box.
Yeah.
Why not?
So Hooman today is doing something.
Yeah. So I did drive around Napa yesterday just to get a sense of what was going on. And, you know, it's incredibly polluted. You could see there wasn't moisture in the air, the grapes, like, you could see it was huge. Everything was hugely affected. I talked to Yuzette quite a bit about, you know, where should I go? I contacted a bunch of people at in Santa Rosa because it seems like that's like the beast of the belly. Like, that's where it's the worst. So I'm going to go up with a group of people to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
And we discussed this in emails.
Yes.
That, which is separate from that, but same location.
Yeah. I mean, after doing a ton of research, it seems like they need, you know, a tremendous amount of help and food. And so we're going to bring up a bunch of kind of, you know, toiletries and products like that. And
so
some
the food,
food
banks are handling some of the sort of basic need, like the toothbrush, the paper towels, the toilet paper, the shampoo.
This one specifically seems to be the one that a lot of people are going to, and they seem to be able to distribute everything really well.
So if you're just heading up, the thing is they're saying that a lot of people are going up and finding themselves to be extra. That they're not needed. Like, the Red Cross is saying, Santa Rosa has currently met its immediate requirement for volunteers, but they ask that if you want to volunteer, sign up. The Red Cross has a sign-in sheet that you can actually put your name so that as people tire or, you know, or as volunteers are needed, they can call you and say, okay, you're needed.
Got to shift.
Right, rather than just showing up there and kind of being a body that might potentially be in the way or...
Or someone that needs to be rescued at a later date.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That is the biggest fear, I think, is too many people clogging up the highways.
Right.
Yeah.
When people need to get by, you know, rescue needs
emergency
to get by.
Vehicles.
There is something called the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership. It's the CVNL. And you can donate or volunteer with them, and you can register on their website as well. So this morning on Facebook, someone had put up, darn it, I don't think I put her name on this actual...
Christine?
Oh, Katie Chevalier.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. She, you know, you find these lists everywhere, and there's tons of information about volunteering, dropping off goods, what's happening at schools, what's happening with the actual fires, like CAL FIRE maps, air quality information, evacuation protocol, what you should do if you have some time, because sometimes people just get a knock on the door and have to run out the front door. Like, we saw people in bathrobes and slippers on TV. Like, this is what I left my house in, and this is all I have. And until they get somewhere where they can find a new pair of pants, that's what they've got. But there's a lot of things like free food and water, free Wi-Fi and computers, free health and wellness. Like, Petaluma Swim Center is doing showers for a couple hours in the morning and in the evening, soap, shampoo, towels. The Petaluma Health Club is offering free medical and mental health care for any in need. Synergy Health Club, free showers and towels to those in need, plus a place to relax with couches and TVs. You can see what's going on and get caught up. Free clothing, entertainment, pets and animals. That's one of the big things. They have, because there's so many large animals in the area, that there's places...
Horses, cows,
llamas, pigs, you know, anything that people... There are farms up there,
yeah,
you know?
They're saying water and buckets they need to for the pets to...
But they need shovels,
they're not pets,
too.
So,
yeah. Yeah, there's
for the poop.
They do. They need animal feed. Mm-hmm. They said that when animals first started showing up, there was nothing. You couldn't even water the animals.
Who's saying this now?
That was something that I heard about a place in Sonoma that had 1,000 stalls available. I believe they're full, but they have a huge pile of things that have been donated now. At first, there was nothing, and now they're like, we just walk up to the pile and grab what we need and head back over, and then you can, you know, a bucket to water your horse or whatever.
But so this isn't a call that they need more
there. They don't necessarily need more there, but that's why... This list of resources is going to be a huge thing. And
we put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay, so you can find that there. It's got the numbers and the websites for everything and where stuff is needed and where you can just sign up. Just if they don't need you right now, they might very well need you 3 days from now.
Yeah, a situation like this is trippy because I could see where there's an incredible amount of redundancy and then gaping holes that no one thought of. Mm. You know what I mean? And it's not because... We don't all care. It's because we don't all deal with this every day.
Right.
And there isn't really a functioning, I don't know what
model
you call
it.
I mean, there's just not the, you know, okay, the water goes here and this goes there. And, you know, everyone's running for it. It's a trip.
Right.
It's
everybody,
really scary.
But it's nice because I feel like everywhere I'm turning, I'm finding people that want to help and are helping and there's just, you know, there's ways to help and ways that are less helpful. And so find out the best way that you can, you know, add your support to this whole thing.
Johnny Mosley posted, I think it's at Johnny Mosley on Instagram, but his brother apparently was up north in the evening hours. And I want to say it might have been the first or second night, but it's just a horrific, because at night, obviously, the fire stands out so much, but it's just cars sort of not knowing where to drive and fires burning random spots around them. And it makes you, like, I'm looking at my phone going, get out of there. What are you? Because it's just that bad.
Right. And you're like, I don't know how to get out.
Right. I'm just aimlessly driving.
Yeah,
I don't. It seems like people were lost. Lights weren't working, and everyone's just sort of.
Right. Well, one thing that will come of this too is hopefully people will be more prepared. You know, we talk about earthquake preparedness here all the time, and people have their go bags, or they know, you know, you got to turn off the gas, or you got to do whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are lists of ways that you can prepare your house for this if you've got the time before you take off. Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. You finish your thought.
Well, it's just, you know, simple things like that. The gas needs to be turned off. Your front porch light should be left on so that a firefighter can find your house. If you have a ladder, lean it against the house, so a firefighter could go right up there without having to lug. Just little things like that. Even how to prepare, what you should remove from the outside of your house. If you have a pool, what to throw in there. There's long lists of ways that you can have it clear. If you've got an hour to get prepared, these are 10 simple things that you can do to make your house less flammable.
On the way over, we were listening to this insurance guy they had on the radio, and he was saying a lot of things you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard the whole put a ladder up or leave a light on. That's good info.
And there may not be electricity. They may not be able to see that light, and then also they say all windows closed and unlocked so that they can get in, apparently. Move all your furniture to the center of the room. Hmm. Anything that's flammable hanging on your windows, take down your curtains. If you've got that kind of time before you leave and you'd like to come back to your house, if these may stop your house from burning.
Well, I also think what I saw a lot of videos of is people, and you know, we move a lot, or we have moved a lot. Right. I don't have very much stuff, and everything I have is mobile.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I could be in another town very quickly. I hate to say that,
you.
But
know,
that's the way
too,
my
yeah.
life is.
Mm-hmm.
You see the videos of people who are like, they just have piles of memories and things that they never thought they'd have to move, and they're going through them now and they're just all gone. And you think, we gotta obviously recommend to people to be more organized in general,
right?
Because clearly these important things that you need, whether it's just your papers, your insurance papers.
I know. They were saying that people think they're good because they have a fireproof safe, but those things have, you know, time of exposure ratings,
sure,
temperature ratings, and people are coming back thinking that their passports and, I don't know, birth certificates, whatever you've got in your fireproof safe, your cash is going to be there. And that thing is not there.
Well, and that's if you have a fireproof safe.
Right.
I think most people just have that stuff scattered around
right.
a desk somewhere and don't
consider
even
a safety deposit box in a in a brick bank somewhere.
Down the line, right.
Right.
Brick bank.
Well,
build it out of brick, baby.
We'll try to keep getting the information pushed out throughout the show today about, you know, where you can go for help or how you can help. And also we'll try to just goof off a little too.
We will try. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.